What is meant by benefit-risk assessment of the vaccine in high-priority populations? Vaccination is one of the most successful public health interventions for disease prevention. Vaccines are given to healthy people, including very young children and vulnerable people, and therefore the acceptable level of risk for vaccines is very low. It is essential that vaccines have a highly favorable benefit-risk balance. And this means that the benefits of vaccination must be significantly greater when compared to any risk of harm. And this ensures appropriate and informed public health decision-making. Benefit-risk assessment is the basis of regulatory decisions for all vaccines and drugs, both during the pre- and post-licensure review processes. Authorization for a vaccine or drug use is granted only if the benefit-risk assessment shows a sufficient positive benefit-risk balance based on the scientific evidence. The benefit-risk assessment of a vaccine or drug might be different for specific populations, for example, children, pregnant women, and immunocompromised people, and for people at high risk versus low risk of the disease, for example, those living in an area with an active outbreak. The benefit-risk assessment takes into consideration a number of factors, including the severity of the disease, how well currently available medicines for the disease address the population's medical need, the effectiveness of the vaccine in preventing disease in specific populations, and the risk of adverse events following vaccination in the same population compared with the risk associated with the disease.